This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government intensifying development works. The Prime Minister says government to reconsider electricity tariff for water pumping purposes. Main opposition party Nepali Congress decides to be vigilant on irregularities in ministries. Finance Minister says government preparing to provide free insurance to 1.6 million families in the country. And earthquake in Turkey kills at least 9 and injures many in Iran. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has reiterated that the government has expedited the development works across the country. Inaugurating the Yaksuk Tomor pumping drinking water project in Panchthar district yesterday, Prime Minister Oli vowed that the government would ensure happiness of people by increasing state-provided facilities. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister also promised to revise the electricity tariff as it was very expensive for pumping drinking water. Speaking on the same occasion, Drinking Water Minister Bina Magar, Physical Infrastructures and Transport Management Minister Basanta Kumar Nemang, Communist Party Parliamentary Party Deputy Leader Subhas Nemang and Secretary at the Ministry of Drinking Water Madha Belbas expressed happiness over the completion of the project, saying that there would not be scarcity of drinking water in the area from now onwards. The project, which lifts water from the Tomor River at Lumughat, serves drinking water to 3,343 households in ward number 1, 3, 4 and 5 of Kumyak Rural Municipality of Panchthar District. Chairman of Communist Party Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda inaugurated the Mithila circumambulation, which means the moving of the idol of a deity by lifting the palanquin of Mithila Bihari deity. He also showered flowers from the helicopter on the premises of Mithila Bihari Temple in Janakpur yesterday. On the occasion, Chairman Dal announced that he would support the construction of a Dharmasala at the place from where the circumambulation starts. He said that Mithila circumambulation was a grand festival for both Nepal and India, which contributed a lot to religious and cultural exchanges. The chairman reminded that he had an opportunity in his first tenure to provide assistance for creating the way to revolve around the shrines, which he did. The 15-day religious trekking conducted as part of the circumambulation is considered to be the longest religious trek in the world. The devotees and sages visit the religious shrines of Nepal and India, walking around 133-kilometer distance in 2 weeks during the trek. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiora has urged media to disseminate positive messages to build a civilized society. Assuming the office of the Communications Ministry yesterday, Dr. Khatiora, who is also the Finance Minister, stressed the need of taking the activities of the government to the people. He pointed out the need of collaboration between the government and media to head the country towards the path of economic, social and cultural development along with constitution implementation. Communications Minister Khatiora said some bills related to communications were in the pipeline and they would be brought only after holding ample discussions. Similarly, Finance Minister Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiora has said the government is preparing to provide free health insurance to 1.6 million families in the country. Addressing the 53rd anniversary of Rashtriya Bima Sasthan, which is a government-owned insurance management body, in Kathmandu yesterday, Finance Minister Dr. Khatiora said that there were about 1.6 million families under poverty line in the country and the government was planning to provide 100,000 rupees free health insurance with a premium amount of 3,500 rupees. He said if all the social security schemes were brought under insurance schemes, it would be both tangible and effective. President Bidya Devi Bhandari attended a reception hosted by the Nepal Army yesterday evening at the Army headquarters on the occasion of Mahashivaratri and the Army Day. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, Speaker of the House of Representatives Agni Prasad Sapkota and Chairperson of the National Assembly Ganesh Prasad Timulsina were also present on the occasion. Likewise, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Ishwar Pokhrel, Chiefs of Constitutional Bodies, high-ranking officials of the government, chiefs and representatives of diplomatic missions in Kathmandu and other dignitaries were also present in the reception. The major the main, rather, opposition party Nepali Congress has directed party coordinators of respective thematic ministries to study the irregularities and corruption in the ministries and make the findings public. Citing the probability of the irregularities and corruption at the policy level and individual level in the ministries, the meeting reached the conclusion that respective coordinators need to look after thematic ministries with more scrutiny. The coordinators were also advised to study the bills and policies related to respective ministries. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyamali has said the government would provide full security to the business and investment of non-resident Nepalis. At an interaction organized by the non-resident Nepali Association in Barcelona, Minister Gyamali stated that the government was active to resolve the problems of all Nepalese. He also inaugurated Visit Nepalia 2020 in Spain. He urged the non-resident Nepalese to send foreigners to visit Nepal. On the occasion, discussion was also held on Nepali Citizenship Bill, diplomatic relations between Spain and Nepal, and Visit Nepalia 2020. Foreign Minister arrived in Spain in the course of his visit to Switzerland to take part in the 43rd high-level meeting of United Nations Human Rights Council taking place in Geneva, Switzerland. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. On to more news now. The government has intensified a campaign against chaupadi, which is a cultural practice that banishes menstruating women and new mothers from homes for certain days. That is mostly pervasive in districts of Midwest and Far West Nepal. The Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens has scheduled an international workshop on dignified menstruation for coming May 26th. To 28th. Speaking at a press meet at the ministry yesterday, Minister Parbat Gurung informed that researchers, menstrual health right activists, government representatives and policy makers from several 20 countries would be participating in workshop to be organized on the occasion of 2nd National Women Rights Day. The theme of the workshop is Dignified Menstruation, Menstrual Talk, Dignity First, which aims to realize the mask that Every individual deserves dignity during menstruation. The Sherpa community across the country is celebrating 2147th Gyalpo Losar today with various programs. The festival celebrated by Sherpa community as their new year falls on Sukla Pratipada in the Nepali month of Phagun. This is the year of mouse according to Sherpa tradition. Meanwhile, President Vidyadevi Bhandari has extended her best wishes of happiness, prosperity and peace to Sherpas and the communities adhering to Mahayana Buddhism on the occasion of Gyalpo Losar. Saying that Gyalpo Losar is an integral part of Nepal's culture, she in a message of greeting today expressed her hope that such festivals would increase tolerance, mutual harmony and cooperation among the Nepalese. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. Time for some international updates. Italian officials have cut short the Venice Carnival as they try to control what is now the worst outbreak of the coronavirus in Europe. Authorities in the Veneto region said the event would end later on Sunday, 2 days earlier than scheduled. Italy has by far the highest number of coronavirus cases in Europe, with 152 people infected. 3 people have died so far. Italy has imposed strict quarantine restrictions in 2 northern hotspot regions close to Milan and Venice. About 50,000 people cannot enter or leave several towns in Veneto and Lombardy for the next 2 weeks without special permission. Even outside the zone, many businesses and schools have suspended activities and sporting events have been cancelled, including several top-flight football matches. Elsewhere, authorities in South Korea and Iran are battling to control rising numbers of infections. South Korea has raised its coronavirus alert to the highest level. At least 9 people, including 3 children, are dead in eastern Turkey after an earthquake with its epicenter in neighboring Iran. Turkey's interior minister said at least 37 people were injured after houses collapsed. The magnitude 5.7 quake centered on the Iranian border village of Habesh el-Oka left 75 injured and damaged houses in 43 villages in Iran's western Azerbaijan province. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Brief rain or thunder showers is likely to occur at some places of the hilly regions. Chances of snowfall at a few places of the high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 23 degrees Celsius and minimum of 7.4 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Prime Minister Gabriel Sharma Oli says government intensifying development works. The Prime Minister says government to reconsider electricity tariff for water pumping purposes. Main opposition party Nepali Congress decides to be vigilant on irregularities in ministries. Finance Minister says government preparing to provide free insurance to 1.6 million families in the country. And earthquake in Turkey kills at least 9 and injures many in Iran. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.nb. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.